CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives. Friday, the 29th of January, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, we're going to feature some music from a duo that we have featured on the show before. And now they have released songs as soloists as well. You've heard one of them before, but the other one's got hers out now too. So the Reed Sisters on today's show, plus Callboard and all the usual theater stuff. It's Vancouver's go-to guide for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Hi, yes, it's the 29th of January, almost 1 month down, 11 more to go. You think we'll survive this year as well as we got through last year? Only time will tell. But you know what? I don't care. I don't really care. Oh my goodness gracious me. Are you doing okay? Really? Seriously? I mean, you know, it's a new year and Trump's gone, and you know, things are sort of coming back to normal. We got vaccines out. I haven't had mine yet. I'm sort of in that age group or getting close to it. So hopefully I'll get mine soon. Hopefully you'll get yours soon, and we'll all get ours, and we can get back to doing what we like to do, which is go out and hang out in the hang out at the Student Union building in the Nest and do radio. And I'll say one thing about the current pandemic situation. It sure is nice to be riding on an empty SkyTrain. Yeah, you know, it's get a seat. You don't have to bump into people. It's much more civilized. Anyway, as I was saying, Savannah and Madeline Reed. I've known them since they were little kids. Their dad is Nick Reed, who is a local bar band guy. And he's also my brother's best friend since high school. And so I have watched Madeline and Savannah grow from little kids to young women to established artists. And we're going to celebrate their music today. We had them on the show about a year and a half ago. They came on together as a duo called Arbutus. They sang a couple of songs. We'll play one of those for you. And then in late September, October, Madeline released a single called How Easy. We're going to hear that. And then just last week, Savannah sent me a recording of her new single, Patience. So we'll start out. This is a song from Arbutus self-titled EP. It's available on Spotify, and the song is called The Game.
Do you hear the people talking about the things we have missed and the things that have yet to come as we sail into the abyss? scared of the dark. This is the last time I'll see everything that lies ahead of me before I start. But don't let go. Can you be honest with me? Do you want who I could be? Maybe I'm too damn easy. But there's something else I think I don't see. I've been feeling comfortable trying to know just what you're looking for. Offline, you tonight. I need you to let me know in time. Honey, there's a lot of trouble going on in my mind, but here you are. And who knows if you'll come around again. Patience leaves me feeling like a friend.
So there you go. That's Madeline and Savannah Reed, both as a duo called Arbutus, and then each one individually as solo artists. And you can find all their music on SoundCloud and Spotify and MadelineReed.com. And heck, I'll just keep playing it. You just listen here.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Everybody Is In provides relief to the COVID-19 crisis by delivering goods and services to residents of the downtown East Side. And we need donations. Right now, we are looking for protective personal equipment, sanitation supplies, non-perishable food, and hygiene items. You can email everybodyisin2020donations@gmail.com to make a donation or go to dtesresponse.ca for more information. Everybody Is In is funded by Downtown Eastside Response through diversity, arts, music, and entertainment.
Theater Replacement and Company 605 present a special edition of Push Off, the annual curated platform of touring works and projects in development, featuring the work of local and national artists. Push Off 2021 Speculative Futures is an online program revolving around digital presentations of works by local and national artists. This year, the program will also feature a series of new idea commissions, where artists were asked to imagine projects in response to the question, if you could make a work right now, any work, without any restrictions whatsoever, what would that work be? Now, these restrictions are not limited to the pandemic, but also include the current cultural and social-political shifts, as well as other practical restrictions like money, time, space, energy, and resources. Ancillary events include a special presentation by Electric Company Theatre, a stream of five films from the Form Festival, and a spotlight on Moro, a creative space and initiative started by Zian Kwan and Dumb Instrument Dance. Push Off 2021 Speculative Futures will be available online February 2nd to 6th. Registration fee is $25, and that gives you access to all events on the platform. For more, go to theaterreplacement.org.
We used to have so much to say, stealing little kisses on dogs. so. Pixelate me till I'm the next sensation, and I forget myself.
Oh,
The Cult is kicking off 2021 with their fourth subscription box, The Music Box. The Music Box will include the broadcast of the film production of The Cave, an apocalyptic cabaret about animal refugees and the climate crisis, with lyrics by Thompson Highway, and the remount of Do You Want What I Have Got, a Craigslist cantata, back due to popular demand. In the first one, The Cave, a group of animals flee from a vicious forest fire and seek refuge in a bear's cave. Waiting out the inferno, they reflect on their lives, their lost garden, and their impending doom. These unlikely and singed bedfellows share their stories and take comfort in their newfound community while the fire encroaches. At times comical, at times dramatic and tragic, The Cave is hosted by a wry and charming MC, played by the composer John Millard himself. The four performers sing 17 stirring songs in English and Cree. It is a sublime assemblage of multidisciplinary art, showcasing what makes Canada astounding and unique in the international arts landscape. The second show in February is The Craigslist Cantata, the return of the popular show that introduced The Cult's innovative video presentation last fall, with actors and musicians performing from socially distanced pods, scattered throughout the theater. You try to say that, socially distanced pods. Revisit one of the most popular and critically acclaimed shows to come out of Vancouver in the last decade. This time with a fresh new perspective on social isolation and live stream from all around the Cult, resulting in a witty and poignant exploration of physical distancing then and now. Featuring the original songs, 300 Stuffed Penguins, Chili Eating Buddy, Decapitated Dolls, and more. The Cave runs January 22nd to 24th, and Craigslist will be up in February. You can buy tickets for each show separately or bundle them in the Music Box subscription package, and you can find out all about that at thecult.com.
Everybody Is In provides relief to the COVID-19 crisis by delivering goods and services to residents of the downtown East Side. And we need donations. Right now, we are looking for protective personal equipment, sanitation supplies, non-perishable food, and hygiene items. You can email everybodyisin2020donations@gmail.com to make a donation or go to dtesresponse.ca for more information. Everybody Is In is funded by Downtown Eastside Response through diversity, arts, music, and entertainment.
Comes to a rainstorm, the soundtrack we hear is everything. Birds or thunder shape the mood and tell a story. Join me on Wednesday nights from 11 to midnight as I interview guests on the music that shaped them during their own seasons of life. I'm your host, Sean Rufos, and this is Seasons of Life on 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
United Players is back with the North American premiere of She Sells Seashells, written by Helen Eastman and directed by a friend of the show, Sarah Rogers. It's the story of Mary Anning, an early 19th century pioneer paleontologist, whose work contributed to changes in scientific thinking about prehistoric life and the history of the Earth. But because of her gender, she did not receive the recognition she deserved during her lifetime. She Sells Seashells runs online from January 22nd to February 14th, and it is hoped, should restrictions be lifted, the run will continue in-house in February. Tickets are available online at unitedplayers.com.
I'm not ready to say goodbye.
my body.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. And starting off with the general auditions for Green Thumb Theatre for Young People, they'll be doing it virtually this year, so submit a headshot, resume, and self-tape video up to 6 minutes in length. The video must include a 2 to 3 minute contemporary monologue, that means post-1980. You can fill the remaining time with whatever additional material or information you wish. You can do some music, a little dance, you can speak about your interests, practice, or any other information that you feel moved to share. So upload your video to YouTube or Vimeo and include the private unlisted video link in your submission package. If this is not an option for you, send an email to submissions@greenthumb.bc.ca and Green Thumb will help you to find ways to accommodate your submission. Please note that while all submissions will be watched, follow-up meetings will be determined on a project-by-project basis. All submissions should be sent by February 15th to submissions@greenthumb.bc.ca. Bound the Musical is a new musical in development and is casting for a soundtrack recording project of all of their 16 songs. Vocal performers are needed for each of the 10 characters, and interested performers must submit an application to audition to boundthemusical@shaw.ca by February 7th. Also send your performer resume and an audio sample of your vocals, minimum of 32 bars. The application to audition form, a synopsis of the show, and character bios are all at www.boundthemusical.com. For more information, you can email boundthemusical@shaw.ca. If you want details on these or other audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca.
Quite like the way you talk to the television, as if it could listen. Follow to a man who contends.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Music today was by Arbutus, Madeline Reed, Savannah Reed, Lauren Porter, Fionn, The Pierce Kingans, The Top Boost, Crack Cloud, Puppet Mouth, and Brutal Poodle. Our theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And listen to the Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 right here on CITR. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, search out our podcast archive at citr.ca. You can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. And don't forget, next week is our annual fund drive, 8 days out of the year when we bring you lots of special programming to help raise funds to keep CITR growing in our community. Go to CITR.ca to find out how to donate. And Dave Radio will be back next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA, Hey, this is Taylor Morey from Deadweight Citizens Brigade, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9, Vancouver's home of rock and roll.
I don't know what to say, no need to talk. Thought it over every way, no, it'll never stop. Wonder when we'll have a conversation, but I'm always just too busy waiting. It hasn't even happened yet, I feel it has. Wish one if I could put back the pieces. I bet you still make the same mistakes if you had the chance. Cause some things never change, but this time I think I have. Sad day when you lose a friend, makes it even harder trying to pretend. I saw this coming from a mile away. I guess it's only then. Only for 5 years you'll be looking back, thinking of all that stupid shit you did as a kid. I really hope you get your life on track.
CITR 101.9.